This is what he said for them. So are children of their youth. Hallelujah. Happy is the man Happy is the man. How is the man?
Happy.
The man is happy when he got his quiver full of them. He's a bad, bad. He better than Leroy Brown. So happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall, listen, they shall not be ashamed. I want you to put a pin in that word shame. I said, it's almost, I'm going to say it to you. I want to thank the Lord for the job that Tim and Kelly is doing with the nursery. And Kathy, amen. I want y'all to listen to me now. And Kathy and Miss May Claret doing with the children.
Amen.
And Kelton doing with the youth.
Amen.
But I want y'all to listen to me. Job 22:28. How many know what that says? Don't leave that scripture. Some of them I'm going to quote. You just got to be smart enough to write them down. Job 22:28. How many know what that scripture says? You ever heard of it before? Y'all heard of it before? Job 22:28 said, "Thou shalt do what? Decree a thing, and it might." Oh, shall be? Thank you, Lord. That make my decision even more powerful. Thou shalt do what? Decree a thing, and it shall be established. And then he said, and light. What happened when light shine on something? I mean, you can see it better than ever. It's what you decree is not in the dark no more. Light shine upon your way. Light shine upon that thing that you have decreed. Amen. So I decree some things, and this is one of them. We are not raising up in church no more shame, bashful children. Children come to church all their lives and don't even know how to pray. That's a shame and a disgrace for us parents because they don't know any better. They just do what they're taught. Might as well say amen. Oh me, I got a bunch of light shining going to help me out today. Amen. So he said, they shall not be ashamed. They shall not be what? But they shall speak. But they shall do what?
Speak
with the enemy. Where? Not in the house. Where do a person or thing enter to get on your property? If you got cows on the cows on your farm and you have them in a pasture, how do you get them in and out of that pasture? They just can't get out anywhere and others can't just come in anywhere because you got a fence around them. Am I right about it? So he said, they shall do what? Speak to who? The enemy, where? In the gate. And let him know, you're not coming through this gate. Hallelujah. And see, if you let him in, he brings all his little stuff. Amen. So, from reading this scripture, God said, children are a gift from God. And they are under our care. They are under the care for teaching and training. That's why we have them. Once a child comes into the family, they are under our care. And they are there for teaching and training. Am I right? Are y'all in the house today? They are there for teaching and training as well as protection. You got to protect your children. Hello, somebody. Children are to be brought up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. How are they to be brought up? In the nurture. Children have to be nurtured, and they have to be counseled. They have to be advised. They have to be cautioned. And they have to be gently reproved. That means you caution them, you advise them, you counsel them, you train them. That's what admonition means. You train them, you advise them, you counsel them, amen, and you gently reprove them. You don't beat them over the head and call them a dog. Thank you for your strong amen. Somehow, y'all in the house? Somehow, we forget all we haven't even learned. God told us, he said, children are a heritage of the Lord. Right? The fruit of the womb is his reward. Say it with me. That's God's reward. You have been, God has placed in your hands something that's valuable and precious to him. And I know too long we have gone to church, and the Lord is helping me out. Too long we've gone to church. And listen to what I'm saying so you don't get it all messed up. And we have preached a one-sided gospel. Or we have preached a side that we lack, that won't put no pressure on us. We preach a side that we think it won't cost us any kind of commitment or responsibility, but it does. But we just tell everything gonna be all right. And we get all excited. Yeah! But what make everything all right when you do all right? But if you're not doing things right, it's not right. And Lord help me. Can I just be open today? And just talk to us, and we don't get all upset. It's okay. And especially because we know, I mean, it's no secret. Everybody knows that black people's on the earth. And especially we black people. Is that the proper way to say it?